First Peter chapter number 5. Book of 1 Peter, chapter number 5. We preached Wednesday night out of 2 Peter. And tonight I'd like to just look at a few verses in the book of 1 Peter, chapter 5. Verse number 5. The Bible says, "Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility. For God resisteth the proud and giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you." Father, we thank you tonight for the word of God. We thank you, Lord, for the opportunity, the privilege, the blessing it is to come to the house of God, Father, to sing the songs, to pray the prayers, to cast our burdens, our care upon you, knowing, Father, from the word of God that you care for us. Thank you, Father, for all your blessings of the day. Father, I pray that you bless the reading of your word. Father, I pray the word of God would have recourse in our life, and Father, go about that what you desire it to do. Father, I pray that you'd get all the praise and glory and honor tonight. We ask these things in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Peter, in the book of John, is out on the Sea of Tiberias. He is there along with a few other fishermen. They have fished all night. They have toiled. They have worked. They have fished, tried their best, but yet the Bible says they caught nothing. All night long, Peter, the disciples, they were laboring to find fish. They were working to catch fish. They were worrying why there was no fish to be caught. But the Bible says that morning come, and there was one that stood on the seashore that asked them a question. He asked these disciples, "Children, do you have any meat?" It was a quick response, a short response, a clear response. They say no. This appearance of our Savior, the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who had just rose from the grave, was a sudden, unexpected appearance. Just like all the three previous appearances of Christ in the book of John, it caught the disciples off guard. Perhaps it was their preoccupation of their failure to catch fish that night. Maybe it was the morning mist or the morning dew, or perhaps the proximity from where they were at to the shore kept them from recognizing and knowing who Jesus Christ was. Yet Jesus gives them a command. He tells the disciples to cast the net on the right side of the ship, and ye shall find. He said to the disciples that have fished all night, that have labored, that have toiled, that have worried, that have worked, to cast the net. The word cast in the book of John, chapter 21, verse number 6, it means to throw, to cast, to thrust without a care for where it lands. It's the word, the Greek word ballo. It's the idea of throwing to tossing without a care of where it may fall. We find they cast the net. John 21, 6, the Bible says they cast. Therefore, now they were not able to draw it for the multitude of fishes. It was a divine intervention of Jesus Christ. It was divine guidance. It was a divine direction, divine presence, the divine peering, the divine interruption of our Savior, Jesus Christ. I want to say tonight, I'm thankful for the times that Jesus Christ has interrupted my life. These disciples, they went from having nothing to having more than enough, to being empty to overflowing. They went from barren to being abundant. I want to say about this, I'm glad that Jesus Christ knows exactly what we need. Charles Spurgeon said of that text that God rewarded the disciples for fishing all night. He stated if they had not fished all night, he would not give him fish in the morning, for God does not often come to bless idlers. You know, many of us tonight, like the disciples, we are toiling, we are working, we are trying, we are laboring, we are worrying, we are doing our diligent best to do and to be it as our Savior, as the Word of God, to run this race as our pastor preached this morning. But Jesus tonight is telling us, like he told Peter, like he told those disciples, to cast. In John 21, he says to cast the net on the right side of the ship. He's saying to let go, to throw it, to thrust it out, and don't care where it may land. John recognized him that morning. He told Peter, it is the Lord. We know that resurrection morning that it was John, the beloved disciple, that was first to the tomb. Now it's John, the beloved disciple, that's first in recognition. But Peter's not going to let John be the first to the resurrected Jesus Christ. The Bible says that Peter cast himself into the sea. Peter did not care where he landed. Peter did not care how deep, how cold, or how far he was from the shore. He cast himself. He jumped in without caring where he fell. Some 60 years later, I feel Peter knows a little something about this word casting, about this casting business. I want to preach on something tonight that I know very little about. Something in my life that's hard for me. Something in my life that I find it difficult to grasp. Something in my life that I know very little about. You say, Preacher Gunn, why are you going to preach on something you know not much about? Well, I'm persuaded tonight that you don't either. I'm persuaded and convinced tonight it's something that's foreign to you, that's something that you do not practice, or something you fail to do. 60 years have passed since Peter has cast the net on the right side of the ship. 60 years since Peter cast himself into the sea to get to Christ Jesus. We find he's now telling you and I, he's telling a bunch of believers to casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. I see number one in this text. There's an attitude concerning this casting. Verse 5, the Bible says, likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject to one another, and be ye clothed with humility. Peter's telling a group of believers in those five Roman provinces in Galatia and Pontus and Cappadocia and Asia, he's telling them to clothe yourself with humility. I see number one concerning this attitude in casting, there is a dress required. A dress. He's saying to be clothed with humility. The word clothed, it means to snap on. It means a knot or band to which two things are fastened. Peter is saying here's pride, here's haughtiness, here's exaltation, here's arrogance, here's humility. He's saying take that cloth, that cloth of humility and band it together, to snap it on, to buckle it up. We see it's a dress of humility. I wonder tonight, when God sees our dress, our spiritual dress, what does he think? Is he pleased with how we're dressed? Or is he persuaded that we need a change of clothing? I see there's a dress required. He says, be ye clothed. It's a word picture of a servant or a slave rising up, taking on a garment or a cloth or an apron rather, and before serving their master. You say, preacher, that's not us. I've been saved many years. I'm a prominent member here at Fletcher First Baptist Church. I read my Bible. I tithe. I give. I hold offices in the church. Why would I be as a slave to others? Why would I prefer others before myself? Why would I want to be clothed with this humility? Begin to think about Jesus Christ, our Lord. Jesus Christ, Lord of all. Jesus Christ, the Lord of the lost and the Lord of the redeemed. Jesus Christ, the Lord of the mountains and the Lord of the sea. Jesus Christ, the Lord of heaven and the Lord of earth. Jesus Christ, the Lord of man and the Lord of all beasts. The Lord of the rich and the Lord of poor. The Lord of Jerusalem and the Lord here at Fletcher First Baptist Church. He's the Lord of me. He's the Lord of you. And the Bible says that he rises from supper. He's fixing to go to the cross to die for me and you. And he rise from supper. He laid aside his garments. He took a towel and he girded himself. You see, he was picking up this cloth of humility. He was snapping it on. He was buckling it up. And he's saying, I'm going to wash my disciples' feet. You know, no matter your power, your prestige, your influence, your popularity, the office you hold here at Fletcher First Baptist Church, the only way you'll ever look good and appeasing in the eyes of God if you're dressed accordingly. And that's with the cloth of humility. We see to this attitude of casting, we have to be clothed with humility. In the 60s and in the 1970s, perhaps some of you were one of them. There was a sign that many businesses, many restaurants, many business owners would post at their place of business to keep the hippies out. The sign would read, no shoes, no shirt, no service. I was thinking this afternoon and speaking in the terms of being clothed with humility. If Christ were just to place a sign outside of our door entrance, it may read, no humility, no harmony. The attitude of casting. I noticed there's a dress required, a dress code we must adhere to, being clothed with humility. But I also see there's a attitude of decreasing. Verse 6, it says, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. John the Baptist, the forerunner of Jesus Christ, the reed shaken in the wilderness. He was a great prophet. He was a great preacher. He was the forerunner of Christ. He was filled with the Spirit of God. And Jesus, referring to John the Baptist, said of him, among those that are born of women, there is not a greater prophet than John the Baptist. He was a preacher's preacher, a great man of God, used and chosen by God. And if anyone had something to boast about, it was John the Baptist. But listen, when I think of John the Baptist, I think of two major statements that he made. There on the shore of the Jordan banks, as he's baptizing, he sees Jesus Christ coming, and he says, behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. But you come to John chapter 3, verse number 30. John's giving his testimony of his Savior about the bridegroom, and he made this statement. He said, he must increase, but I must decrease. John's saying, my Savior, when I clothe myself with his humility, he's to be exalted, he's to be praised, he's to be uplifted, he's to be magnified, made bigger, he's to be promoted and made known, and I must be less visible. I must be lowered. I must be abased. I must be unknown. C.S. Lewis said of humility, humility is not thinking less of yourself, it's thinking of yourself less. You know, I don't know about you, but I do a great, and I spend a great deal of time thinking a lot about myself. I wake up in the morning, where am I going to go? How am I going to get there? What am I going to wear? What am I going to eat? What am I going to do after I get there? But the Bible's telling us it's thinking less of ourselves, less of us ourselves, and more of him. There's an attitude in this casting. I wonder tonight, do you have this attitude? Peter's saying we have to clothe ourselves with humility. We have to humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God. There has to be less of myself and more of Jesus. That's what we need in this day and time. More of Jesus. More about Jesus would I know. More of His grace to others show. More of His saving fullness see. More of His love who died for me. More about Jesus. More about Jesus on His throne. Riches and glory all His own. More of His kingdoms should increase. More of His coming, Prince of Peace. More about Jesus. More of His saving fullness see. More of His love who died for me. It's not about us, church. It's about Jesus Christ. There's an attitude if we're going to cast. There's some things that we need to cast out, to throw out. We need to have the attitude of being clothed with humility. More of Jesus, less of me. But number two, I see there's an action concerning this casting. In verse number 7, he says, casting all your care upon Him. See, number one, in this action, there's a letting go. It's a fishing term. Peter, all he knew was fishing. He was a born fisherman. He lived around the seashores. That's how he's made his living, his livelihood, everything. Peter's life surrounded was fishing. And I believe you would agree with me, there was a time in Peter's life where Peter wasn't clothed with humility. He was a man that was probably full of pride. He was a man that was arrogant, a boastful man, a hardened fisherman. Yet God takes Peter. He teaches Peter humility. He teaches Peter humbleness. And now he's using Peter's mind, his language, all he knew, fishing, and he's given us the Word of God. I said all that to say this. It doesn't matter your background, your education, your social status, your personality. If you're willing and you'd submit to God, He can use you just as He used Peter. He's teaching Peter. He's teaching us about this word casting. We see that we started out about Christ telling Peter to cast the net on the right side of the ship. And Peter cast himself into the sea. But this is a different word. This word cast in John 21, it meant to throw, to thrust, to cast, to let go without caring where it fell. But this word is a different word. It means to throw upon. It means to cast upon or to place upon. It's a direct, a precise, a targeted cast. Jesus is fixing to go to the cross. He's about to enter Jerusalem. He tells two of His disciples to go to the village, and there you'll find a young colt that's tied, never been ridden. He tells them to unloose the colt and bring him to me. And if any man says anything, just say the Lord hath need of him. They brought this colt to Christ. And the Bible says they cast their garments upon the colt and set Jesus thereon. They took their outer garments, their cloaks, their coats, and they placed them on. They threw them on. They cast them on this young colt so Jesus Christ could be exalted. In verse number 7, we see we're to purposely aim. We're to targeted throw this casting. He's saying to cast all your care upon Him. The word care, it's anxiety. He's saying to cast all your anxiety, to cast all your doubt, to cast all your apprehension, to cast all your worry, to cast all your uncertainty, to cast all your trouble, cast all your concern, not aimlessly, not caring without where it land, but precisely upon Him. This action of casting, of throwing, of letting go, I see it requires a release and letting go. But also, notice it requires a leaving. You know, here in a moment, I'm going to give you an opportunity to come to the altar, to pray, to seek God's face, to whatever needs you may have, you can come to this altar. And let me say this, it doesn't have to be an altar call. Whenever God pricks your heart, whether it's during the opening statements, the song service, the choir singing, the preaching, if God pricks your heart, this altar is always open. But I'm going to get an opportunity to come and pray, to come and cast, to come and to throw your care, your worries upon Jesus Christ. And we'll come to the altar, and we'll pray, and we'll ask God to forgive us of our sins. We'll ask Him to clothe ourselves in humility. We'll ask Him to take all of our cares, all of our worries and troubles, and we'll trust Him, and we'll believe Him, and we'll give it all to Him. But when we get up to go back to our seats, we'll pick it up and carry it with us. He's telling us in this action of casting, it's a letting go and leaving. It's a release and a retreat. We need to leave it when we cast it. Leave it there. Leave it there. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. If you trust and never doubt, He will surely bring you out. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. Peter's telling us if we're going to cast, if we're going to run this race, if we're going to be right in the sight of God, we're going to have had an attitude of humility, be clothed with humility. It's more of Him. It's less of us. We have to throw precisely upon Jesus Christ. We have to let it go. We have to leave it. But I see, thirdly, there's an aggression in not casting all our care upon Him. Peter, how can we be more like Christ? Peter, how can we learn to walk in trust and in faith in Jesus Christ? How can we run this race and be victorious from victory to victory? He's telling us to be humble, to be clothed in humility, to give, to throw, to cast all your cares upon Him. We need to think more of Him, less of ourselves. But if we don't adhere to that, if we don't pay attention and react to these verses, there's an aggression. Verse 5, it says, likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another and be clothed with humility, for God resisteth the proud. That word resisteth. He's saying resisteth the proud. I wonder tonight, is there any proud among us? Is there any among us tonight that says, I think I'm humble enough? Is there any among us tonight that says, I think I can handle my own problems? I'm not going through a valley that's deep enough or a night that's dark enough. I think I can bear my loads by myself. My problems, my cares aren't too heavy. They're not too weighted down. The Bible says in verse 5, for God resisteth the proud. It's the word to oppress. It's the word to resist. It means to have all the weapons of war pointed in your direction, for God to go to battle with you, to God to resist you in a fighting stance. Why? All because we're not willing to cast all our care upon Him. The word resisteth, it's a word picture of God placing battle array on and standing in a defensive mode, ready to do battle against the proud. Wrote my notes. If you want to throw down with God, if you want to stand toe-to-toe with God, go right ahead. I think I'll put the clothes of humility on. I think I'll place Him higher. I think I'll think of myself less. I think I'll try to cast all my care upon Him. And while you're going to battle, I'm going to let God bless, because the Bible says He'll give me grace. He'll give grace to the humble, more and more and more abundant grace. There's a battling in this aggression. There's a blessing if we cast, we think of the attitude Peter tells us. We think of the action that we have in casting. We see this aggression that God will resist the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. I wonder what category you'll fall in tonight. I came over here to the church this afternoon about 3 o'clock to study, to pray. Before I left the house, I walked through the kitchen, and there in the kitchen there was a few water bottles, some trash laying around. So I picked them up, and I went to our little small washroom there where we keep the trash can. Now, I live with 4 women in my house, and we don't have one of these 12 or 15 or 20-gallon trash cans. We have a 55-gallon trash can. When I go to Ingles, I buy the Lawn and Leaf bags, those 2-mil thick bags, and when it gets full, it's heavy. It's too heavy for Natalie or the girls to pick up, so I'm the one usually taking out the trash. And I threw this trash away, and I noticed as I picked up the lid, it was full. And I thought to myself, well, I can take the time to change the trash, the effort to change the trash, or I can smush it down. And I did probably what everyone here would do. I smushed it down. I thought to myself, I can probably get a few more inches, 6, 7, 8, 10 inches of trash in here. So I smushed it down. Began to think. Many times when we come to the altar, we have those burdens. We have those trials, those cares, those anxieties, those sins in our life. But we don't think we're quite full enough to let it go yet. So we come to the altar and we just smush it down. Give us a little more breathing room. Let us go for another week or two before we can really need to cast it upon him. But you know, tonight when I go back home, that trash is going to be there. It's going to need to be changed because I smushed it down. Don't smush it down tonight. Peter's telling us to cast, to let go, to throw, to thrust upon him a precise placement, for he careth for you. King David, he knew something about this casting. In Psalms chapter 55, verse 22, he writes, "Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved." My question to you tonight is, are you going to smush it down? Or are you going to precisely place it upon Jesus Christ? For he careth for you. Misty, will you come and sing that song, "How Long Has It Been?" You have those words? Let's stand tonight. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. I don't know your need tonight. Maybe you need to come to the altar and cast some anxieties, cast some cares, cast some troubles, cast those concerns of your life upon him. Maybe you need to ask God to clothe yourself in humility and humbleness under the mighty hand of God. You know, we're fixing to have revival with Brother Leonard Fletcher. And I would hate to be the sin, the pride, the arrogancy of my life that kept God moving, God saving, God helping Fletcher First Baptist Church. He said if we would cast, if we would humble ourselves, if we would have the right attitude, that he would give grace to us. But on the contrary, those of you that will not cast, that will not humble yourselves, he said he will resist. He'll go to battle. He'll oppose you. Whatever your need is tonight, don't smush it down. Let it go and leave it there. Whatever your need is tonight, this altar is open.